There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know, it's Halloween week. It's coming.
It's Halloween week.
I'm so excited, and I wanted to get good and spooky.
Yeah, I know you always do, buddy.
I always do. And so this week, you know what I'd really recommend for you? If you want to feel really spooky.
Call your parents.
The ghosts of what could have been.
My dad died 17 years ago, Ben. I'm
go
sorry.
Get
I didn't
his
know
bones. Get his bones.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go on a Google.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go on a Bing.
Whoa.
If you got to.
Venturing out into the unknown.
And see how spooked you get and just how ooh it is to type in the words the eunuch maker.
Ooh, that's fun. Is that someone who makes dolls and sells them on Etsy? Ooh, I love eunuchs. That sounds like a great thing. It's like an angel.
You love eunuchs.
Yes?
A eunuch is someone who is, I want to see the actual definition before I find out. Eunuch's definition. A eunuch is a man who has been castrated, specifically in the past, one employed to guard the women's living areas of an oriental court.
Well, that's not bad.
That
you want a ballless soldier.
Sure.
That's great.
But
stay focused.
Honestly,
if you would remove the testicles of all soldiers, they have nothing else to think about but fighting. They're angry because they lost their balls. Some might be happy and good for them.
But I actually think it's the opposite. I think it should be only gay men fighting.
Well, of course, we've always said that. But then, of course, now you're just recruiting gay people and forcing them to fight. What if they don't want to? And now it's very problematic. You understand how that could be an issue.
Let's get back to actually a really safe topic, eunuchs. And if you just look up the eunuch maker, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not like a salad spinner.
It's not.
No, it
why did you even find the eunuch maker?
We'll get into the story immediately. But there's nothing quite like seeing a thin young man lift the shaft of his penis to show the cat butthole style scar of where his testicles used to be.
Hey, man, I have two male dogs. I'm well versed in the eunuchization.
So you're the eunuch maker
of the dogs. Absolutely. Perhaps every vet out
that
there
we have
is
this.
The eunuch maker.
I want to isolate that sound clip where I said, so you're the eunuch maker, and he says, I am.
So you're the eunuch maker.
Absolutely. No, you did not watch the end of freaking Price is Right. Bob Barker, get your dog, get your animal spayed and neutered. What do you think that means? He's making the eunuchs.
And he hasn't had sex with a woman with eggs since he was alive.
Well, he hasn't had a woman that's not his employee for a long time. All right, everyone, welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben Kissel. We are and with Henry Zebrowski.
Wait a second, is Bob Barker dead?
Bob Barker, no,
no
he's not dead.
What?
I hope not. I love the bark.
Let's go kill him.
Absolutely not. I'm sure you can see him on one of these Hollywood tours that I finally had a chance to see, where people look out of what seems to be a Wisconsin Dells duck boat that could go on water. It looks like one of those aqua cars, but it's not. And they stop and they stare at buildings. And then somebody says, that's where Patton Oswalt lives.
You're looking at our future jobs is what you're looking at.
What, being in the back of that? All right, everyone, watching where all the celebrities live. Well, before we get to the eunuch story, we do have a lot to talk about today. We have an update. I'm sure everyone has heard this now. Keith Raniere, the most pathetic Christ-like character since Jesus himself.
Yep, the Smurf Jesus.
He is such a toad chode, and dare I say, his new abode will certainly be humble. He has been sentenced to 120 years behind bars. That is, of course, as of this Tuesday.
But he said he's
morning.
Going out swinging. He's not going to let anybody. He still believes in his message. And I wonder if he will find a place in jail.
Oh, he will.
Where he will have several people looking for advice for him. Like, same thing Bernie Madoff is doing people's taxes in jail and shit
like
that.
Yeah, that happens.
So
that
I imagine
happens.
He will have a nice pint-sized cult leader, like, hole that he can fill while in the slammer.
Well, I do know that people who are incarcerated don't take kindly to people who have been sentenced for having sex with 15-year-olds or for participating in sex trafficking, racketeering, or child porn charges.
Oh, I imagine.
So this could really go the other way for him, too.
I imagine he is going to be involved in a game of midnight volleyball where he's the ball.
And it won't be particularly fun.
No.
So that is the conclusion as of now.
As of now, because Ali Mac, I I don't think, has she been sentenced yet?
She has been exercising her, she's been flipping and flipping and flipping like she's an Olympic athlete.
I'm looking up right now if she's been sentenced.
I believe she may have plea dealed out.
If convicted, no, she right now she is still in, she's still waiting sentencing. Okay. So if she is convicted, she will get a minimum of 15 years.
And of course, that is where the home in which the branding occurred.
No,
and
think
if you
about
do want to finish
though.
But there's also a season two, and I don't know what they can talk about.
You know what actually makes me truly, like, I'm triggered. You know why? Because, yeah.
Whoa. It was because... Not the unit conversation. This is what does it?
No, the unit conversation just makes this me, is, yum, yum.
This is just going to be you upset that you didn't get the TV deal to fill that slot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But the idea that these people, all of these failed actors and failed artists joined Nexium that are voluntarily, and their whole thing was they were trying to use it to get success in acting. Instead, yep. They just became employees of the cult that they voluntarily joined, and then they got their pussies branded. And now, with we're seeing is not only do they get the television show that they wanted, but they just got fucking renewed. Every single one of them got they have a better acting job as an ex-cult member than they ever did as a present cult member.
That is why I have said it from the beginning. Mark is the true cult leader, and Keith Raniere, obviously a complete scumbag. This is what he had to say. He says, I do believe strongly that I'm innocent of the charges.
Wait, can I read it in his voice?
Please.
Can I hear? Let me see the quote. Let me do it correct. I do believe strongly that I'm innocent of the charges. But it's also true. I see all of this pain. They're lying for a reason, and that reason stems from me. I do feel remorse, but I do not feel remorseful for the crimes I didn't commit. It's my serve.
This is the worst day to be a judge. You can see his eyes bulging like he's on the planet Mars, and he's just broken through a window. It's like, what are you saying?
He's still saying word salad.
Exactly. All right. Well, speaking of salad, let's get to the story that Henry... literally, as soon as I saw him today, began ranting about. So we have to cover it. It's eunuch based. And so
eunuch news.
Eunuch news.
This story, it got sent to us quite a bit. And it happened right on Wednesday afternoon last week, which is how it always happens. The favorite story of the week gets dropped as soon as we drop our episode. This story is special. And you want to know why it's special?
Why?
Because at the center of it, there's a beautiful love story.
I thought you were going to say a set of balls.
No. Those balls were food.
Oh, this, that's not good.
Listen to this story.
What is this, dinner at the Nothing But Trouble Mansion?
Sometimes a story comes along that's just so special.
I don't like how you're happy about this story, because I'm reading it as we're talking, and it is not... I'm going to... Why? I'm just interested in to see... I want to know why you smile.
Look at their smile. Look at the smile of this young couple in love, and I am reflecting the same joy. This comes from a website called The Lost Ogle, and I'm not quite certain. Again, I'm not going to speak towards the rest of it. It's on the website, but I have to read the headline, and we're going to get into the details. Cannibalistic black market castrators arrested in eastern Oklahoma. Oh, no.
Well, to be fair, I don't think you're allowed to have castration businesses on the up and up. It's kind of got to be black market. It's kind of got to be done in the shadows.
What do you think is going to happen when they outlaw abortions? We're going to have a lot of guys who are just making fetus soup, just so excited for all the new ingredients that they got locally sourced.
Oh, really? A perfect understanding of the issues, Henry.
Yeah, I love, rolling through this hot topic.
Why didn't you get to interview Amy Coney Barrett? So when are they going to make the soup out of the baby? And then, sir, you have got to leave the state house.
Let me speak. Let me speak to the judge.
Okay.
I'm now going to jump to dailymail.com, one of the best, again, the other most reputable site.
If you want crisp news, go to the Daily Mail. They'll let you know if there's not enough crisps in your bag of crisps.
Two cannibals who lured Virginia Man 28 to their Oklahoma cabin and performed an illegal castration offered their services online as quote-unquote eunuch makers.
Well, it's interesting. You say the word illegal. I think the word free is the word to use.
That is what they're saying.
Because they didn't charge.
No.
So I'm kind of here for it.
Well,
if they would have charged him an arm and a leg, that would have been crazy.
Kissel, save it for Samantha B. Save it for your packet. Two self-described cannibals. Thank God they described it. That's their pronoun. It's cannibal.
Great.
Who offered their services online as a eunuch maker and kept body parts in a refrigerator, removed the testicles of a 28-year-old Virginia resident as part of an illegally conducted gender reassignment surgery.
Okay.
Bob Lee Allen, 53, who sort of looks like Santa Claus.
Oh, kind of does indeed.
And his partner, Thomas Evans Gates, 42, were arrested by LaFleur County Sheriff's deputies and are charged on Wednesday with conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery, performing unlicensed surgery, maiming, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. So essentially, they found this guy online.
But
on
he
October
really,
13th.
He did want to have gender reassignment surgery.
He asked for this. So on October 13th, a 28-year-old man walked into McAllister Regional Health Center in southeastern Oklahoma, where medical officials noticed he was severely bleeding after his testicles were surgically removed the day before.
Huh.
The man told hospital officials that he was castrated in a remote cabin in the woods by Allen, who told him he was a who laughed when he was a self-described cannibal who kept body parts in a refrigerator.
So they kept the parts in the freezer. This is all done in a cabin in the woods. And again, folks, you're not going to get a good surgery if you have to drive and your GPS goes off and your phone doesn't work. And it is the beginning of a horror film. Turn back. Go to Cedars-Sinai.
Go to Cedars-Sinai. You're going to have to pay out of pocket, but you're going to get what you pay for.
It should be covered.
I believe it definitely should be covered. The 28-year-old victim had flown from Virginia to Dallas and then was driven to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma for the surgery by Allen. The guy picked him up at the airport.
Okay.
That's kind of nice. That is nice.
That's door to door.
White glove.
Yeah.
But then the gloves become red.
With blood.
Yep. And they put him on a table where they tied his nuts and then surgically cut them.
Okay. Right? When you say surgically cut them, is this like the movie Hostel? Did Eli Roth cast somebody to make all of the equipment? Like, what are we talking?
No. These are just,
are we talking Fisker scissors here?
Legitimately, Allen. Again, looking sort of, the only way to describe him is if he is just your friendly neighborhood castrator, and his husband.
Yeah.
His husband was attending the surgery and gave him tools like a scalpel and shit. The whole area was numbed locally where they hit it with a bunch of fucking needles, made the whole area numb.
Oh, I thought they just showed it social media and then it numbed itself.
Again, Kissel, you are too on the cutting edge today.
Speaking of the cutting edge, let's get back to this story.
Kissel, why are you even on the show? You're wasting your talent here.
Buddy, I don't know. I'm surprised you're not getting burned, buddy. I'm on fire.
He has this group. Basically, he was known as the eunuch maker.
Hold on. What do you mean he was known as the eunuch maker?
That was what his website was called.
Okay.
So he applied to it. They cut off the balls. They asked him, what are you going to do with the balls? He's going to say, he laughed and he said, I'm going to consume the parts because he was a cannibal.
Oh, he wants to eat the balls.
Yes. And so now it comes down to what are the list of crimes here. According to one officer, this is what I love is this quote from one of the arresting officers on the site, which he say, the sheriff said, I can't say it's cult activity.
Uh-uh.
It is something that we have never in my career run across in this part of the country. It's a borderline some type of activity. We know that there's a lot of rumors out there, but at this time, there's no danger to the public.
It is indeed a borderline some type of activity. I do want to say, I think that the sheriff was really going out of his way to be politically correct, and I give him props for that with the sentence.
Yeah, yes.
It's a borderline some type of activity. It's like you trying to explain your gay son to your brother, and you're just like, yeah, it's a borderline some type of activity that they're doing. He and Barry, they're getting along as a borderline some type of activity.
Yeah, you are trying to explain to your friends that your son is a professional TikTok artist. But this
all
is
right, so the question then here is,
yes,
Henry, you're a foodie. And as we know, I was tricked at Cattleman's in Oklahoma, speaking of the devil, and I was tricked into eating, I believe, lymph nodes or testicles or something.
Testicles.
Something I didn't want to
eat. They're delicious.
Do you deep fry these balls? And you only have two of them, so if you mess this up... if you, you are done, like you're gone.
I hope that you can see this. So first of all, look at this wonderful picture of Alan and his husband. They're here at dinner in a suit.
He looks kind of like, oh my goodness, the very famous producer. Reiner, Rob Reiner.
He does look like Rob Reiner.
He looks a little bit like Rob Reiner.
And Rob Reiner must love to hear that. He has this, so this is them in their Target little Christmas suits. Isn't that cute with the Christmas Santa Claus chipmunk hanging
yes,
out?
Indeed.
And this cabin actually was also available to be rented where they committed castrations. They said they had six coming up. And they've done 15 castrations in this little cabin, but
okay.
It was on a thing called Mr. B&B, which was a home sharing service for the LGBTQ community. So
great.
You could rent it.
Well, I do like that. Okay, my question is, true talk, was this surgery just not possible to get anywhere else, or was it just at such a discount where the this is like, I mean, if you go like one layer deep, you're like, this has to do with healthcare, doesn't it?
It does.
And it's like,
that's
so
why
was
I
this
made my dumb shit thing about the idea of what happens when everything's illegal. Then do you have to, are we going to have to see Alan? Are we going to have to go see, because he won't even, don't call him Dr. Alan because that's his father's name.
Are the 15 people previous, are they happy? With the
I
surgery.
Don't know.
Okay.
The key here is the cannibalism.
Oh, okay.
To me, that's
all right,
the
that's
main,
what we're going to focus.
The main difference.
So we
here,
all agree. You want to lose your nuts? You lose those nuts. I can get those. You want to lose your boobs? I can get those boobs off you with it.
Hack
I can find
off.
You a guy.
Get
yeah.
rid of them.
Okay. Sure.
If you don't want them, I don't give a shit. It's more about the idea that they would go and they would then turn. I'm
are
trying to find this
doctor,
picture.
Are you telling me sometimes a doctor at Cedars-Sinai doesn't dip into the old red box there, the old toxic human biological tissue box?
I think that they view all of us as just a collection of meat. Every time I've met a surgeon, they're always they can be nice, but mostly they're just looking and thinking about how they want to carve you up.
And they look at you all different, don't they?
But the main thing that was really concerning is this sausage machine. Now, if you see here... This is legitimately a sausage machine with dicks and balls in it.
Okay, hold on a second.
So they make it into, they're making it into nut and dick sausage to be consumed.
Okay.
That's how they're eating. Because why in my mind is it more interesting to saute it? Where this
well,
is
you
that
think
they,
about that.
They spiced it and ground it up.
But
and now
then,
they made it into a bunch of tubules.
I'm just going to say this. Then why don't you just call it testicle sausage, not put the balls in there? You won't even be able to tell. A sausage
well,
is
then
so,
you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah, but that's so much better than castrating somebody who then has to go to the hospital because they're bleeding
for you
a bunch from near their anus.
For you, it's no different. For them, it's the exact thing that they love the absolute most. What's the thing you love the most?
Sausage.
Do you say sausage is your favorite thing?
No.
What's your favorite thing in the world? Like, truly, what's your favorite thing?
Favorite thing in the world?
Yes.
It's the idea of being happy.
No, not something you'll ever achieve. Not something
okay,
fake.
Okay.
What is something that you can do, that you physically do, that you love?
Like a tangible, maybe a little bit more superficial thing.
Yes.
I love getting in my car on a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Going to sit in a dark casino,
mm-hmm.
watching people cry.
Yep. These guys like cutting the nuts off of screaming men that they've met online. They love. That's what they love.
They love it.
The most.
And
look
it
at
seems
the smiles
like the
on their faces. Look at the smile on his face.
Wow,
have you seen these little pictures of them? They have more loving pictures together than Melania and Trump.
Well, they really do.
Look at this picture of them at Six Flags.
I'm looking at it now.
Look
I
at
actually...
him. And you know what I will say? It's the overalls that trouble me that Alan is wearing here. I'm the only to describe it here is that Alan is wearing a overalls. So he looks, again, he looks very folksy. He looks like he just got done selling you at a rocking chair at a Cracker Barrel.
Absolutely.
And then he is wearing some form of Reddit wolf howling at a moon shirt.
Just
that's
kind
the, that's
of fun.
The husband, yeah.
In animal print, of course, for everyone. Everyone knows at the age of 50, all men have to just wear shirts with animal prints on them, know the name, know what day of the week it is because of which animal they're wearing. Be like, oh, I'm wearing a wolf. Must be Wolfie Wednesdays.
Yep.
Pterodactyl Thursdays. It really helps when it comes to the ever dawning mental collapse.
Big thing, the victim said that his big thing, the reason why he ended up being upset with them.
Right.
Was that they try to get him to eat balls.
Oh, but he didn't want to eat the balls.
No, he just, because honestly, he wanted nothing to do with the balls. He wanted them off of him as fast as humanly possible.
All right. Well,
think about how much you want to get rid of your balls that you're willing to go to a shack in Oklahoma to get rid of them. I understand. They are, I mean, sometimes how horny that a man can become. Look at old Tubin. I bet Tubin wishes that he was down in fucking Oklahoma getting his balls removed.
I'm happy that you are working that Tubin bit out as long as he was working it out himself. You are taking that, you're stretching it, and I love that.
I hope he never works again.
Well, I don't know if he will. It's not the biggest thing on earth, at least judging from the people who saw it. Okay, him jerking off. Hello!
Again, I'm taking this whole show, and I am sending it to Colbert.
Send it to NPR, like I did Roundtable of Gentlemen. They're going to love it. LGBTQ, the community in Oklahoma, I'm assuming they have an uphill fight, and I can say that these people probably did not help.
Nope.
And so I do apologize for that.
Absolutely.
I don't know. And,
I think that there are absolutely normal members of the LGBTQ community.
I believe, without a doubt.
That are just normal, wearing cowboy hats, running businesses, not eating dick sausages.
Nope.
And I got to say to you guys, hats off.
Live from your grave.
Florida wildlife investigators, they went undercover, and they uncovered a flying squirrel trafficking ring. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? So these are flying squirrels. These are unbelievable. You have you seen a flying squirrel, the way it kind of glides? It's more of
I've
a gliding
seen a
squirrel.
Of one. Yeah, yeah. They don't fly. They don't have wings.
They glide. So they're more gliding
squirrels.
Yeah,
but any small animal can glide if you throw it out the window of your car.
No, they literally have skin flaps that allow them to glide like it's a bodysuit. Not any animal can. If you throw a lizard out of your freaking car.
I mean, honestly,
throw
a lot of them
freaking lizard out of your car.
They
throw
do
Wendy
receive
out your car.
Drag.
You think the Wendy is gonna glide?
Well, Wendy's too big. I'm talking about under 5 pounds.
Okay.
Well, because, you know, spiders and ants, they're unable to fall to their own deaths.
Really?
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
If I dropped an ant off the Empire State Building, it would
die.
Just land?
It just lands.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying that.
No.
You're an asshole. You freaking ass.
I can say whatever.
Oh, my God. You're a living Laffy Taffy rapper.
I'm a real armchair biologist.
You're something. At least 7 people have been charged in what is being called, quote, an elaborate flying squirrel trafficking scheme.
I mean, honestly, it better be elaborate. I want to say flying squirrels are one of the more fabulous animals.
They really are fantastic. Poachers in Florida caught thousands of these flying squirrels, and then they sold them to buyers in Asia. Apparently, they're very popular in Asia.
They're cute. They're pets. Like,
are they pets?
They said that it is an on-trend pet because they're super
cute.
Ooh,
I hate when they trend the pets, though. Then they all end up like Lena Dunham when she got the Chihuahua, and then she's like, it's a little mean, and then she returned it.
Oh, yeah, when Paris Hilton got those forever puppies that just, like, their organs spoil, and they die at 4 years old.
Yeah, it's not good. Only
same time, man. Only cute.
Forever.
Yeah,
That's the thing with dogs.
Yes, I mean, I believe that, but that's the reason why they wanted the permanent puppies is because they wouldn't really grow.
Oh, yeah.
Their organs would grow inside of them. Their bones
is
would become
what
stilted.
Would happen?
Something like that. They would just go into full internal shutdown. They're fucking start bleeding from their eyes and shit.
Well, put on my real cap talk again. Westminster Dog Show. Yes, you know I love the dogs, but they have bred those things so they can't even breathe anymore. And it's not
that's
good.
Perfection.
Like it's not as bad. Because if you get a pug, you know what you have to do? Speaking of surgeries.
You got to pop open its face with spacers.
You do. And you have to take out all the excess skin that's in its throat because it was supposed to grow, but it didn't grow. Because some middle-aged woman was like, it's sexier if it's tinier.
Then
and it's
I
like,
never,
who is deciding this?
I don't look at a dog for its attractiveness.
No, I know. And that's why I honestly watch those dog shows. And some of those refs, you look at the butthole, sure. To make sure it's clean.
Some of them are really looking. Some of them, it looks through, they see like a kaleidoscope.
It's not freaking good. Poachers, this is back in Florida, talking flying squirrels here. They illegally caught 3,500 squirrels, which, to be honest, if you can catch them, are they like Pokemon? How easy is, you imagine the day that these Floridians had to have.
What,
just be like going to hunt. Like, what do you do? You wake up early? Do you wake up late?
Well,
what's the day like for a flying squirrel?
To be honest, I don't think that's the problem here. Is that I think that they've been in the flying squirrel slammer this whole time.
Yeah,
they've been in jail. They're not out living flying squirrel lives. Real flying squirrel lives are lives of adventure and fantasy. an incredible, like, flitting from treetop to treetop while Korean girls scream and chase you and chase you. You're like a pop star.
Well, that is the dream until, of course, you have to commit suicide for just not doing enough, even though you do everything you can. They set up allegedly 10,000 traps. So there's 10,000 traps in trees around Marion County, Florida. That's located about 80 miles northwest of Orlando.
But wait a second. The flying squirrels get there naturally? They sell them to Asia Florida?
Yes, because in Asia, they're fun and they're a family pet. And
why don't they raise them in Asia?
Well, my friend, let me get to the let's contact our Asian correspondent. Do we have one? Oh, we don't.
I don't have any numbers over there.
I don't know, Henry, the answer to that. You are asking me what? I don't know.
You're the one with the article.
The article doesn't answer your dumb question.
I'm the audience. Imagine just for a moment I'm the audience sitting, pondering, wondering.
I am actually worried about the audience right now.
You should be.
Yes. So, the rodents, they were sold to a wildlife dealer in Bushnell who resold them as captive bred pets, not wildlife.
Cute.
Okay. So the real problem
is... So the problem is the lie.
There's a lot of problems. I also think just like, why are you doing it? Why are you doing this to these
because
poor...
Because there's money to be made, and that's flying squirrel money.
That is a lot. Okay.
And that's collateral that just sits around. You don't got to buy that. You don't have to buy land. You don't have to buy fucking buildings. You don't have to pay for employees. All you got to do is spend your day kind of delightfully catching flying squirrels.
Well, I think mostly the trap does it. So a protected species in Florida over a three-year period, that's these squirrels are protected. And over a three-year period, they were able to get the 3,500 squirrels. That's according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. So apparently they would just be like, hey, we have these really cute squirrels. Take a picture of them. And then a poor family in Asia would get like a box and they would be like, oh, this thing is batshit crazy.
Yeah, yeah, they're wild squirrels.
They're wild squirrels. And they're not good pets. No. No, no. Very cute when they're eating the nuts and stuff. But you should see them when they don't have their nuts.
Well, honestly, they'll scratch your pussy.
They'll kill you.
If you walk around with no underwear in your house just for a second, those flying squirrels are going to be all over you. They're going to be fucking scratching at your dick, biting your knees, running around the house. They're going to be eating your food. They're going to be driving your car. They're going to be fucking your wife.
They really well might be. And then flying out the frickin' window so you can never even catch them. So there you go, folks. Be careful. If you see a flying squirrel in Florida, just hats off. You made it. You did not get got by these seven monsters.
Do you catch
I'm not
it,
exactly
though?
Sure how much time they're looking at, although it can be seen as a fairly it could be significant given the amount of squirrels. And people don't mess around with their wildlife in Wisconsin. You get caught poaching, now you're the deer.
Yeah. You're the deer now, man.
Now you're the
deer. You're the deer now, dog.
Absolutely.
This is great. This next story is just a little bit more spooky. And okay. I really, really enjoy this because, you know, you got to believe in something in this life. This comes from WFTV.com. Ex-deputy. They really hit the X in this.
Yeah.
Ex-deputy accused of performing exorcism on a child and instructing another to shoot anyone who's entered home.
What is going on? Why did he get fired? He literally probably got fired for not killing enough people.
Yeah, and he needed to be like, we feel actually your ground could be way more standard. This is Orange County, Florida. Oh, they're doing great right now.
Well, it's just because of the sunshine laws, you know.
Oh,
well, just
yes.
They let us know.
Oh,
Florida is the it's the opposite of whatever the Kennedys would be. If Massachusetts, which is basically the Kennedys as a state.
Yeah, they have the no shame law in
Florida.
Yes, Florida
says, doors are open, come on in, see all of the strange people that live in our home.
So this is a now former Orange County deputy was arrested over the weekend after he performed an exorcism on one child and armed another with a rifle and instructed them to shoot anyone who entered their home. This is kind of fun. And you know why this is kind of fun?
Why?
My dad and I never had afternoons together.
I don't think your father had a psychological break like this, man.
But, no.
Thank God for the booze, the Band-Aid.
But honestly, the first time that my father had something close to a psychological break was probably the first time he told me he loved me, which was when I was 25.
That's not bad.
But hey, he finally did it.
I loved your father, and I loved him at the wedding, and he made a very nice speech. Yeah, but
he's still alive.
Yeah, but
he's doing well.
But
he's honestly doing better.
No,
his
blood,
his blood is actually doing very well. They looked at his blood yesterday. They sprayed it all around, and apparently it's very red.
Great.
The sheriff's office said Deputy Christopher
also,
Doherty.
Maybe get him to a real doctor.
No, not the
one that you send over to his house.
He's got a guy that has a jeweler's glass who sits and he just looks at the blood and he's just like, oh, what's nice about it is that it's wet. Christopher Doherty, 37. He was hired in January 2006 and worked in the Uniform Patrol Division, was arrested after deputies responded to a 9/11 call about a residential alarm that they said they found evidence of child abuse.
Okay.
According to the arrest warrant, a child told deputies that Doherty armed her with a rifle, a bulletproof vest, and a Kevlar helmet, and told her to lie down in a bedroom and shoot anyone who entered after he performed an exorcism on another child. So they called. Hmm. Apparently, the house alarm went off that was not being... They didn't get shut off. So the cops showed up.
They got, like, exorcist ring. They were like, ring, ring, exorcism happening here. Mm-hmm. Exorcism happening here. Very interesting little component there.
Deputy said Doherty was taken to the hospital where he was held under the Baker Act, because you can still in Florida, you can be Baker Acted.
Where what the basically hell is the Baker
you're
Act?
You're involuntarily put in a mental hospital.
Okay.
Deputy said Doherty was taken into custody Sunday, the same day his job with the department was terminated, for what he said, an unsatisfactory performance finding in a separate matter.
So this is not what fired him.
No, but this seemed to have come right after he was fired.
So he was fired on a Sunday, it looks like, which everyone knows you fire people on a Friday, give them a couple of days to get drunk and cool off so they don't shoot up the office on Monday, or in this case, perform an exorcism.
Something else happened. What if there's a lot? I think I'm going to get a lot of guff on this.
You are going to get some guff, probably.
This sounds like one of those stories that is the end result of an actual like horror movie plot, where he actually was doing an exorcism. Like, this was, like, it was all real. And the reason why he was fired was because he kept showing up to work all harried and no sleep, just going, you don't understand. You don't understand. Captain Peepaw has taken my son. He's taken it. And they were like, what are you talking about, Captain Peepaw? And he's like, Captain Peepaw, he's one of many. He's of the Legion. And they had to fire him for being so unprofessional because his life is spiraling because his son actually is being taken over by a demonic entity.
Very interesting. Very Nicolas Cage. Very spooky.
You don't understand.
You don't.
What I've seen. My son was speaking in... Oh, my God. I walked in and my son was speaking in an Italian accent.
He was speaking in Spanish. There's bilingual school that you sent your son to. So it's actually very good.
I can't believe they're teaching him the lessons and the language of the devil.
Technically, it's very good. It's going to be really helpful for him in the future as we become more bilingual in Spanish.
How dare he do? I walked in there and the first thing he said was Biblioteca. And I said, what was that, devil? And my other son said that's Spanish and that's library in Spanish.
Library, yeah.
And I said, you are also succumbing to the devil. And I called a man in Oklahoma who said that he could very easily make us all eunuchs.
Oh, right. According to Sheriff John Mina, he says, well, this deputy was terminated for a pattern of unsatisfactory performance. These are very serious criminal allegations. And then he goes on to say, I don't know if this is true. He says, as law enforcement officers, we are held to the highest standards of conduct on whether on duty or off duty. We are also concerned about the deputy's mental health, which is good. They're taking that into control or that into consideration because he's batshit crazy.
I mean, they seem to be taking his mental health into a lot more consideration than the people that they often arrest.
Yeah. And dare I say, kill. I will say it is interesting that he did expect this young girl that he armed to have a shootout, which is why he gave
her
the
cool
Kevlar.
As hell, think about
that. But it's a little bit like, hey, could you, at any time that you're giving your child a gun and a series of equipment to stop a bullet from penetrating their skull, you just got to be like, what's going on here?
No, dude, that's what you've been raising this child to do. And to be honest,
I don't know where he even got the kids. Where did he get the kids?
He had sex with a woman at some point. They squirted him out.
I don't think that these are his children.
They have not stipulated that. Yes, I believe that his son, the one that he was doing the exorcism on was his kid.
Okay.
But this other kid, think about how much that means. This man trusts you. He trusts you so much he gives you his own rifle, his own Kevlar helmet, his own bulletproof vest. He said, you hold the line while I fight the devil.
It's the plot of Jacob's Ladder.
It's cool.
It's horrifying.
I'm just saying, if it was real, it would be fun as hell.
Well, it was real, and he's in prison.
Well, now it is. He's in prison. But what if the exorcism worked? And now, even double, you have no evidence because you have
You're taking my fictional argument in defense of Carrie's mother to the real world.
Welcome to the Republican Party. I've ingested it, and I've spit it back at you.
4D chess! I thought we were playing 2D chess!
Nope. Again and again.
Damn it!
The wheel goes round and round. But this guy, I don't know if it's real or not, but
it's not real! No, the child was not possessed, Henry. What do you mean? We're not going to say, I don't know if it was real or not.
You're taking the word of
this 37-year-old fire. You know how difficult it is to get fired as a cop? They haven't even fired the three other cops that killed George Floyd. They don't fire cops.
I know. So he must have been doing something really bad. He must have microwaved fish in the office lunchroom.
Honestly, that would get you more fired than killing an innocent unarmed person.
No,
yes.
I'm just having fun with it.
Yes, indeed, you are. And now, and so...
it's a thought exercise.
It is
the
a
most
thought
evolved
exercise.
Of us can hold two thoughts in their mind at once.
I hold eight in there sometimes. It's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just like, when's Papa John's coming to the house? Oh, my feet getting bigger? Are my feet getting smaller? Oh,
that's
man.
Three.
Softer pants, better life.
That's four.
Chlorine cleans the body better than soap.
Possibly true.
Where I ordered liquor for four, but I'm just one. But
that's
I just
six.
Tell them I have a family.
That is true. I've done that with food.
Basketball.
That's seven.
Wrestling.
And eight. Wow, you did nail it. you did nail it. Forgot a little football in there. All right.
You think of assholes sometimes. You think of a nice woman's butthole probably like a solid 3-4 times a week.
Oh, absolutely. Of course you
Even
have
like
to.
A just well-shaved man.
Absolutely. Why not have fun with it? All right, everyone. Well, this next story, I don't know what's going on. Something's in the water, speaking of chlorine.
Fluoride.
I have a friend, and she swears that fluoride is bad. And it's just one of those friend things where I'm just like, you're my friend.
We all have to have a belief we're all allowed to have.
Jenny McCarthy, she can be you want to be anti-vaccine? Okay, Jenny, you get to, I'll look at your Playboy stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can date. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. We could be together
we
for a long period
it.
Of time.
We don't talk about
That's
it.
That's an issue that shouldn't come up maybe.
No.
But of course we'd still like go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Because we just don't talk about that one subject.
There's so much other to talk about.
I flirt with like the idea of LRH and his business acumen.
But you know what we don't do? Talk about that.
We do often on the show because I get paid to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, this pervert, this is according to, again, we're going to, this might as well just be the Daily Mail episode.
We got to be careful because remember, keep it spooky. Make it spooky. Whatever it is that you say right now, make it spooky for Halloween.
A dude had sex with chickens in his basement while his wife filmed him, and he's in jail now for 3 years.
Boo.
That was good.
A dude
had sex with chickens in his basement while his wife filmed him, and now he is going to be in jail for 3 years.
You know what I'd say? If it was jack-o'-lanterns, that'd be a Halloween crime.
A man was convicted of having sex with chickens, which was filmed on a GoPro camera. I did not see that in those commercials. Usually it's people like doing
surfing.
Yeah, surfing or
mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing, body surfing, jumping out of planes, parachuting. There's like GoPro, be cool, be a man.
Do you think he had the one with the headband on?
I'm not sure. His wife was the one filming. Hmm. His wife joined her husband in the videos and admitted to aiding and abetting. The chickens died as a result of the 37-year-old having sex with him. His name is Rion Bagg. He has been jailed for 3 years by a judge who told him his behavior has been, quote, depraved, despicable, and perverted.
I think that they should do if they really want, if the punishment could really fit the crime, he'd go to chicken jail.
Yes, he would indeed.
Because then those chickens, they don't fucking take kindly.
Oh my God.
One of these fucking like short eyes. That's what they call them, short eyes in jail.
You little chicken fucker.
Yeah, you little chicken fucker. Yeah, you want to fuck me? I'm a chicken. You want to fuck me?
His wife, Haleen Bigg, was spared jail after the judge heard evidence of domestic abuse. I don't know any of the details on that.
This is a very complicated story about whether or not, because this comes up quite often in true crime, like Paul Bernardo, where the idea is being like, how, but Allison Mack, how deeply involved.
I have a feeling there's some crocodile tears. Mm-hmm. Okay, Allison Mack being like, I'm just...
Allison Mack was obviously, she was almost more evil than Keith Raniere.
In a strange way. So a care worker filmed this video of her husband having sex with chickens in the basement of her home and of their home.
Man, that must have been loud.
Yep. The horrifying footage of Rehan began, he was abusing the birds, which are family pets.
They go past pets and they are lovers.
They are disgusted. It's very sad. And he saved the file under family vids. He called them family vids. And
yay!
Those were all the videos.
Is there any pictures of them at Six Flags? Like the other two?
I don't know.
Because I wonder if they went the same day.
Oh, I also have a response to you when it comes to the GoPro camera. It was rigged up in the cellar of their home to capture the footage of both of them indulging in the depraved and perverted acts. I think the woman should have gone to prison as well.
I wonder if they Twitch stream.
Double standard there. I don't know. But Bradford Crown
Court. Because you could call it a real Twitch stream if you're fucking a chicken on it because of how much it's bucking and fighting.
Yeah, kind of a cluck stream there. Bradford Crown Court heard that Helena Bag joined her husband in the videos, and then at one stage they alternated between having intercourse with the wife and the chickens. Hmm. So he was putting it in the chicken. And
how do you feel as a wife that he would rather fuck these chickens than fuck you?
Well, that is, it seems like she's into it. She's 38 years old. She's a year older.
But it might seem like it's not that maybe she's not into it, but she's into how much he's into it. Because what does she get out of watching all these chickens get fucked? It's not like they're getting turned into dinner.
I think that they might John Water it. They might eat the chickens. Obviously it's disgusting what's happening here, but you know how many chickens die every second? Since this episode, I bet you we've had 100,000 chickens die.
I want to say that this kind of controversial stance.
It's a lot of chickens.
So you're basically saying that this man is a missionary style killer. You believe in this man's mission?
No, I'm not saying he's not Shipman. He's not Harold
Shipman. Extra chickens. These are just extra superfluous chickens.
I am just saying I don't believe that the death of the chicken is why he got 3 years. I think it's because everyone knows how yucky it is, and that's what got him the 3 years.
Yeah.
No one cares about the chicken, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Kizzle.
Okay.
Obviously, if he just killed the chickens and sold the chickens, he'd be a supermarket.
He's just the colonel.
Instead, he is a chicken fucker.
Well,
we've covered a lot of chicken fuckers this year.
It's been a strange year. We have to get people back to
work. Has it been a strange year? Yeah, what's strange about it?
People have to get back to work.
People have to. And I'm not saying this like this again. It's not turning into a full like, we need to get back to work. But honestly, I think that less chicken fucking would happen. If
can't
we
do it
could
at
go
the
to
office.
Bars.
You bring a chicken to the office, you're going to be fired. You bring a chicken to the bar, what are you, Ross from Friends? Get the hell out of here.
A lot of times you become the most popular person at the bar. It depends on how busy it is.
Not if you fuck it. Okay, so he was jailed for 3 years by the judge who told him again his behavior was depraved, despicable, and perverted. And then he goes on to say, it would make any...
And it was not nice?
And it was not nice. He says, it would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach. 3 years incarcerated.
For some reason, I'm way more affected by the bald testicle sausages, honestly, to be completely frank.
So, yes, again, she
But he also had sex with a dog.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
That's bad.
And then he also, the big thing was that they made a bunch of child porn as well.
Yeah.
And so that was also very bad.
Well, it's really not good.
None of it's good.
No, it's really not good.
At least once, but did he vote?
The offenses came to light after a raid on the couple's home in Great Orton, Bradford, West Yorkshire. According to the National Crime Agency, they were acting on a tip there that Bag had images of sexual abuse of children. They found two computer towers, a laptop, and a mobile phone were seized and examined.
If you are not a fucking stockbroker or run a media company and you have four laptops in your home, there's something going on.
Well, I think they kind of buried the lead here, to be honest, because
it feels like the big news is all of the child pornography in there.
Yeah.
And the chicken fucking is
that's
like,
the headline, but that's not really the...
You got me here with the chicken fucking congratulations, but now I'm reading child porn stuff, and now I'm frowning.
Now I think he needs
and
more
And I didn't come here
time.
To frown. I came here to smile, friend.
Well,
I came here for a side story.
Well, you know, that's why Batman, he was so sad that his parents died, he had to hang himself up. He hung himself upside down, so his frown was indeed a smile. However, investigators found that they got more than they bargained for. Because they also found the dogs. And, you know...
It's a horrible story.
It really is now that I'm... Really,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everything's terrible about it.
Rehan Bag was seen naked from the waist down, and Helena Bag is seen performing a sexual act on him. He penetrates... the chicken while she is standing close by.
It is just, and I just love this time of year.
Isn't it?
Because
nice?
The fall is coming. You can feel the change in the air.
Okay. But
and
again,
the chickens seem especially excited today.
And again, they're really focusing on the chickens, and he deserves more than 3 years because of the child sexual problems.
And you
here.
Know what this makes the Halloween story is that it turned out all the lube he was using was pumpkin spice.
Isn't that nice? It goes on to talk about how the wife, she is heard making sexually encouraging moans.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, to the defendant and as he engages.
Weird.
And engages.
So it's like she was doing chicken ventriloquism.
A little bit. And then she engages in a consensual sex act with him. These do help with her culpability in these particular.
This is awful.
Yeah, I'm going to say that she probably needs to go just have a little bit of. She needs a talking.
I think everybody in this story needs a timeout.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this story could use this is an aha moment for everyone here. And
yeah.
You sit to reflect and think. Maybe instead of doing all this, we could organize our 31 for 31 for Halloween, which
absolutely.
Mine is going very well. We're going to talk about it on Good Put this week.
Oh, very good. Don't forget about Good Put. Thanks so much for giving to our Patreon.
And nothing with this story really reminds me of Good Put.
Yeah, she said, this is the wife, she said there were numerous different chickens, brown and white
thank
birds.
Thank God, because then he mixed it up. Because that one chicken must have just been so...
You get bored.
So bored.
And then she goes on to say, and the defendant appears to be wearing different clothing. It's
yeah, it was different
Crowns,
days, I imagine.
Yeah, it's the Crown's case that was repeatedly the repeated behavior. She said the chickens died, of course.
Suicide?
I'm not. Maybe embarrassment. So, yeah, Simon Hustler, he's mitigating on behalf of Rhianne Bagg, says, sometimes the exposure of the crime is substantial punishment in itself, and these offenses have attracted such derision, loathing, and ridicule that this might just be one of those rare cases. I don't know. I don't know if she has been ridiculed enough. Her lawyer also added that the family had suffered threats. Because people are mad at them.
What, did people throw in like buckets of fucking KFC at him and shit? Like, at this point, I'm going to feel like the term, you reap what you sow,
yeah,
gets involved in there.
Yes.
Pretty heartily. This is a great story, Kissel.
Well, I don't love it because there's not justice being done here.
No, because all those chickens are already dead, and the dog has been the dog has been made love to, and the only person that seems to have done well here technically, I mean, even GoPro.
GoPro.
This is a terrible terrible commercial for GoPro.
Well, I don't know. Now, one film showed two brown chickens.
It depends on the quality of the videos.
Yeah, one film showed two brown chickens dead on the floor, and there was one occasion where it was perfectly apparent that they were penetrating a dead chicken. So the pain and suffering is very bad here.
You know what
so
I would
that,
say,
this,
though?
This story, it never ends.
This is great.
That story actually never ends.
No,
so
it keeps going.
I'm going to end it.
Yeah, please, thank you. You know what? If you want to make it a Halloween story, imagine they were scarecrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I sound like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That
well,
is
there,
just
you, there
fucking,
you go.
What a fun day.
Yeah.
What a fun day.
Isn't that nice?
This is great.
They're not going to, I mean, hopefully, I don't want, nothing should be like the U.S. prisons. It's way too brutal, but we need about 10% of that in the U.K. there just to. Just you want to let the guy know that that's not a good.
Yeah, I mean, feel like he needs. Yeah, he needs a stern talking to. A little bit of an update on our Anchorage story that we talked about last week.
Oh yes, of course.
There has been some fun local gossip I got from Anchorage that talks about that.
By the way, gossip in Anchorage is amazing because everyone is on the tip.
They all know each other. It seems like
it's
I can't
great.
Wait to go. I got
I
a couple. I got a couple of good recs of places to eat. But the mayor Ethan Berkowitz has been under fire for a long time.
Well, and explain the story again, real quick.
Well, the story is again a reporter from KTBY Channel 4 was named Maria Athens. Basically, said bombshell story. The mayor of Anchorage, former mayor of Anchorage, he said has putting up nude pictures of himself on the website of an underage girl. The segment never aired because it was absolutely batshit crazy.
She left
Maria
a voicemail
Athens left
that
a,
was
threatening him.
That was fucking chilling.
Chilling.
Dude.
Turned out that her and Mayor Ethan Berkowitz had a texting, some form of cheating affair. She had a picture of his butt. She posted it online, but then she was in a relationship with her. Her boyfriend, who's her boss as well, she attacked a boss. She ended up in jail for the weekend. Long story short, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has since retired. He is early retired. He quit. But now thanks to his quitting, which is very interesting for Anchorage, because the Mayor Ethan Berkowitz...
There's a power vacuum that needs to be filled in Anchorage.
Yes, but the Save Anchorage was this group that has been attacking Ethan Berkowitz for a long period of time, and this is a deep QAnon group that said Ethan Berkowitz is a part of the cabal of pedophiles.
Ethan Berkowitz, the mayor of Anchorage.
Yes, okay. And that this whole thing, it has become very heated in Anchorage. And what I love is that they went through all of this trouble. They've been celebrating the fact that Ethan Berkowitz has been taken down. But Ethan Berkowitz famously was trying to stem some of the rampant spread of COVID-19 that is now happening in Anchorage. He's tried to stem it by closing businesses. They took this obviously saying we're under martial law. QAnon is just about to reveal that JFK Jr. is in fact alive and he's going to take over from Michael Pence. Didn't happen because it's fake. QAnon, the guy who started it, is a pedophile. And anybody who believes in it is himself a pedophile. So whatever, we can get into all bullshit at some point down the future when talking about it. Does it make me want to have a fucking brain aneurysm?
Well, it sounds like you're about to have a heart attack right now.
But it turns out, now that the mayor is gone, it has been replaced immediately with the first ever gay mayor of Anchorage. It has been replaced by, which I think is very, very interesting, it's been immediately been replaced.
All right.
And now they are, we're going to see how this goes.
There must be a special election coming up, right?
The main gossip I got was that Maria Athens has been deteriorating a lot publicly.
Really?
To the point
public
she's
meltdowns.
Like, she's been wearing clothes where her like titties are falling out, like all this
Tara
kind of shit. Going crazy. Yeah, she's
very
really
nice.
Going crazy. I want to know more about Anchorage. I want to go spend some time in Anchorage.
This is great PR for Anchorage. I can't wait to go there. I kind of want to go to Alaska when it's dark, like all the time, and just hang out with everyone. And
yeah,
be like,
I want to see it.
It's got to get weird. And at some point, perhaps Alaska isn't in all of our future as soon as what they say the polls are going to flip and then Alaska is going to be warm and then I'll be there.
That is not true. They
no?
now are saying the polls are going to flip, but then it's not going to do anything. So the polls will flip. South Pole will become North Pole. North Pole will become South Pole.
Nothing's
going to
happen?
But nothing is going to happen because
I'm not
going to
start walking on my head?
You can do that, but that would require you. You need some strength. You have to work
I'm
on
not
your
a core. Magician.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, let's get to Hero of the Week, and then we'll do some listener emails. And I know Henry has some spectacular, spooky, kind of some longer ones this week for you guys.
Yeah, I want to read some scary stories.
All right. Well, what is scarier than inevitable death? Eddie, the famous horny otter. He has died at the ripe young age of 20. This is the hero
of the
week.
Damn, they lived to 20?
Not usually. This is extremely rare. It's with heavy hearts that they had to announce the passing of Eddie the Otter. He went viral for dunking basketballs and jerking off. This is according to a press release from the Oregon Zoo. They say his hoop skills earned him worldwide fame throughout his golden years, but age finally caught up to Eddie. At nearly 21, Eddie was considered one of the oldest and most talented sea otters on the planet. He was humanely euthanized this past week. He was born, he was rescued in 1998, and he was just the cutest little guy, and you can see videos of him sucking his own dick, and you can see videos of him jerking off, and people being like, this is super fun. It's interesting that is innocent and cute because nobody participated. They just said, oh, look at nature.
You know, fucking Abe Vigoda did it. He would have been a sexual offender.
Abe Vigoda could actually get away with it now. I saw man. I had my first New York, LA experience. I saw a man viciously masturbating on a park bench 2 days ago. And it honestly made me.
Welcome back.
I shed a tear.
Oh, I am in a beautiful city.
That's right. It's still a city. Because when I was moving out here, the great realtor, but she was like, well, you know, it's still a city. You do see some homeless people. And I got here and I'm like, this is the nicest, cleanest place I've ever been. And I'm like, where is everyone jerking off? And then I finally got to see it. And I was like, people are real out here too.
Yep.
Isn't that nice? It's not fake as you might think it is.
No, it's not. There are people out there keeping it real 24/7.
Absolutely. So Eddie, he skillfully used to dunk basketballs. And you know why he would do that in the water? It helped him with his arthritis. He was multi-talented.
Did he know that it helped him with his arthritis?
He's an otter. He doesn't know too much. But this is according to Amy Cutting. She oversees the Oregon Zoo. She says male sea otters seldom live past 15 years.
Oh my God.
So Eddie was one of the oldest among his kind. He was quite feisty as a young otter, and we still saw that spirit come through during his later years.
That's very cute.
Isn't it sweet? So mourners took to Twitter and they were very sad. And people said, oh, we love you. Well, of course, again, if he was a person, he'd be a felon. But because he's an otter.
It's cute.
Isn't it cute?
You know what I'll say, man? I hope you're up in heaven sucking your own dick.
Right now.
With Michael Hutchins is also sucking his own dick.
Michael Hutchins is in purgatory.
I wonder.
Wasn't he the one?
Yeah. They all did. And then also, you know, was probably up there probably trying to suck his own dick. Who's the guy that's saying freedom?
Tiny Tim? Freedom? Oh, George Michael. George Michael.
Because he's had a big one. You know he had a big one.
Oh, he was amazing. Because
that's the big thing. No one really talks about sucking on your own dick. The main thing, everybody talks about flexibility. Oh, you got to get rid of the floating ribs. No, you have to have a huge cock.
I have seen one picture from like 1998, and it was probably Photoshopped.
Look it up right now.
I'm fairly convinced that no one's ever sucked their own dick.
I want you to look up guy sucking his own dick right now, because after what I saw with the guy cutting his balls off today, you have to
Which you did by willingly, by the way.
Yes.
All right. Guy sucks his own dick. Okay. Unpour. Oh, no. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me.
Okay. So how it works is the guy is on his back and he brings his dick to his mouth. I always thought of it more like when Guy Fieri has a big burger, he does the hunch.
Ugh.
I thought it was like that.
No,
so he's on his back.
You gotta do a lot of work to do that.
There's so many. Oh, there's a. You know what? It's extremely common. Turns out it's extremely common. And let's get to some listener emails, shall we?
Yeah, let's get some listener emails.
Wow.
You know what's funny is that you're definitely not going to forget to shut that window.
No, I'm going
to
look at it with clear eyes. I mean, I have clear eyes now.
But you're definitely, it's going to be one of those where you're going to be in front of somebody, like one of our employees, and you're going to like try to show them something on your phone.
Really important.
Yeah. And be like, actually, can you check this out? And then you're going to sound like you're setting up for something, like you're expecting it to be super important. And then it's just the first thing is a video of a guy sucking his own dick. It's like our beloved employee, Fernando, today misspelled, and I texted him something, and then it misspelled the variant, and it put baby at the end of it. Like, I would text to Natalie, and I was like, God damn it.
Yep.
I was just like, this is not about sex. I don't want to have sex with you.
Lawyer on speed dial, buddy.
Here we go. Now, these are actually pretty spooky. Or some of these are more spooky than others. And I like the ones that are a little bit more real, but I got one in there that's not that real.
Okay, cool.
The Shadowless Man by Jack. I was walking home one night from my cook job at a bar in L.A. It was between 1 and 2 in the morning, and a relatively short walk, just under 2 miles. I've made this walk through sleepy neighborhoods 5 or 6 nights a week for over a year, and I've never seen anything more unusual than an overly friendly stray cat, which means it was trying to suck his dick.
And to be fair, it's kind of creepy. This guy, he works as a chef. He's probably got a knife with him walking through the neighborhood at 2 o'clock in the morning every single day at 2 a.m.
Actually, this is the first chef's ever there. I don't think every chef has their own knives.
No, not many. What was the one that did? Israel Keys, I think. Yeah.
Yes. This particular night seemed to be just another quiet walk home. So I went along my way almost on autopilot, lost in the music playing through my headphones and the smoke filling my lungs from a cigarette. God, I miss it. I've been thinking about cigarettes again. It came out of nowhere.
True talk, though. I went to the weed store and I was like, I want some actual rolled J's. I have been loving smoking joints. I did not get the shatter. I was like, I'm big as I am. I'm sensitive to weed. And so they gave me the perfect amount. No, I smoked a whole J. It was perfect.
I've been using my auto grinder. I fucking roll up with fucking my own home joints. I fucking love them every day. My boy, Billy Wayne Davis, hooked me up with some delicious weed from Humboldt County. My whole fucking life is set.
So calm.
I was 2 blocks away from my apartment when I stopped at a crosswalk to roll myself another cigarette. I had stopped just under a street lamp on the corner. And I noticed the shadows cast by myself in a nearby trash can as I fished my lighter out of my pocket. I lowered my head to light up, and I felt someone near me before I actually saw anything. And I raised my head, and I saw that, yes, there was now another person standing at the crosswalk with me.
It was Jesus.
And he was carrying me. And I said, let me go.
Whoa!
I said, I'm taking you to my shack in Oklahoma. We're cutting off this fucking bull.
Oh, my goodness.
This caught me off guard, because despite being on a well-lit, quiet corner, I hadn't seen or heard anyone approaching from any direction before lighting my cigarette. Nothing about this guy seemed weird at first. He seemed like an average guy, mid to late 40s, wearing blue jeans, a plain dark shirt, and brown leather shoes. He had graying brown hair and a clean-shaved, slightly lined face which held no expression in particular. I couldn't see his eyes at all because of the dark glasses he wore. I thought that was a little strange, given that it was the middle of the night, but I didn't think too much of it. LA's a weird place with weird people on the most normal of nights.
Sure.
Where you live here.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gave me a quick nod when he saw me notice him. He then went back to looking at nothing in particular across the street. He seemed to be waiting to cross, but made no move for the turn signal or anything. He just stood there, not looking at me. After what felt like at least 5 minutes, during which he didn't move at all, I turned to push the crossing signal. If he wasn't going to move on, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even turned back around, I knew he was closer than before. He'd closed the distance between us quicker than I thought would have been possible for a man his age, especially as silently as he had done it. He was now between me and the trash can, close enough to touch me, but thankfully not. I did my best not to react. As I turned to look at him, his dark glasses met my eyes. "You mind rolling me? You mind rolling one of those for me, son?" he asked in a soft voice that almost sounded like it wasn't coming from him. "Yeah, man, no problem," I said, surprising myself. I normally hate being addressed in such a familiar tone by a total stranger, and as a rule, I almost never give out my smokes to anyone I don't know. But there I was, almost without a second thought. When I turned to hand him the cigarette, something about him just seemed off. What I saw looked almost right, but still not somehow. At the same time, I couldn't put my finger on it, so I just ignored the feeling. We smoked our cigarettes in the corner together, waiting for the light to change, while time moved at a snail's pace. I was surprised that my own cigarette wasn't burned to the filter yet, while his had somehow been lit, even though I never saw him produce a lighter or matches or anything. He never seemed to move at all. After what felt like another small eternity, the signal to cross finally came on, and I started towards the other side. The man didn't seem to react to the light's change, just kept smoking and staring ahead. I looked back at him over my shoulder as I crossed, and again, what my brain should have registered as nothing more than a middle-aged man smoking just seemed wrong in some way. It was a short walk to the end of the street, and I looked back to that corner one more time before I turned out of view of it. The man was gone. Where he had stood was absolutely nothing. No smoke hung in the air, no sounds of footsteps walking away in any direction, no butt of a cigarette smolding on the ground, no sign of the guy at all. I turned the corner and began my last bit of my walk home. I put my headphones back in and was surprised to find that although the music had been playing the whole time, it was barely at the end of the song that had just started before I noticed the man at the crosswalk. I started going through my unconscious brain and trying to hold on the situation. A subtle but undeniable unease spread through me as my brain finally understood what it was that was bothering me so much about that man standing there near me. I remembered that I noticed the shadows caused by the streetlight earlier from me in the trash can near the corner. This man, this stranger, had stood in the same place under the same streetlight. I didn't realize that what I had seen until that moment, or more accurately, what I hadn't seen. That man, the man who appeared in the middle of the night, out of nowhere, to bum a smoke, didn't cast a shadow. The man didn't cast any shadow at all.
Well, what's the point of giving him a cigarette then? If you're going to have, you know, but it's very interesting. Perhaps that also was what kept the spirit at bay.
What?
The cigarette. Or if you would have been like, nah, I don't want to give you a cigarette, maybe he would have been killed.
He starts pulling out his dick and starts jerking off at you.
Oh, that's not a cigarette.
What? That's fun. It's called Nighttime Grandma.
Oh, I like Daytime Grandma.
My grandmother was a horrible woman.
What is she really?
She's dead now. When my son was small, he had a speech delay. We put him in a couple therapies, while he made progress, he still didn't talk much and chose to use his own little language. We had recently moved to a new city, leaving my mom behind. My son couldn't say grandma yet. He called my mother, Ah. We had been staying in a long-term hotel for a while. My husband had a job, so during the day, the kid and I were cooped up, and one evening, we all just had to get out. We had a nice dinner downtown and decided to spend some time walking around and exploring our new city.
Oh.
We turned down an empty street. The sun was beginning to go down, and with the tall buildings, it was just like dusk. Suddenly, our two-year-old pointed out from his stroller, directly in front of him, and said in his clearest voice, I see nighttime grandma.
Oh my God.
We looked at where he was pointing, but there was nothing. The street was still empty. It was the clearest sentence he had ever spoken, and it gave me chills down my spine.
Sixth sense, perhaps.
Eventually, we moved into a rental house and began to settle into a routine. My son began half-time daycare, and his speech started to improve after spending time with other children. We had forgotten about nighttime grandma. One afternoon, I put my son down for a nap in his room. Sometimes it would take him some time to fall asleep, and with the door open, I could hear him rolling around until he fell asleep. I was doing some chores and listening to a podcast, absently listening for any sound of my son getting up from bed or upset about anything when I heard him talking. I turned on my podcast a little to listen in. Maybe he was playing as he was getting ready to fall asleep. That's when I heard him say it again. Nighttime, Amma. He was talking about his day to an entity that only he could possibly see.
Ooh.
I'd crept up to peek into his room, and when he said night-night, rolled over and went to sleep. I thought about texting my husband at work, but I didn't want to interrupt him. So when my son woke up, I asked him about who he was talking to. But although he had recently turned 3, he shrugged and asked him to, and he asked me to turn on his shows.
Oh my! Turn on my shows. Jeez.
From then on, I would listen to him at nap time, but I didn't hear him address anyone again. I eventually forgot about it until recently. My son is now 8. We've moved houses a couple of times, and things are normal. He'd made friends in the neighborhood, and other than his burgeoning interest in horror, my son is like any other boy you'd meet. The other day, he had gone outside to ride his bike, and I heard him talking to someone outside. I looked to see if it was one of the kids in the neighborhood, but he was alone. But then I saw him wave goodbye at nothing and say, "I have to go inside now. Bye, night, Grandma."
Whoa, imaginary friends. I used to have a lot of imaginary friends growing up, so I think that's very healthy for him.
You know, I never did.
You never had imaginary friends?
No,
I had like 20 of them.
Mine were just, I would just, my penis.
You're just your penis. You have a very strange relationship with that.
It's not strange.
It is a little strange.
I was just a real helicopter parent to my penis.
Yeah, yeah. You have like you gave it a personality, and it's like, it's almost like it's not a part of you.
But yeah, it's separate.
Yeah, but it isn't. So no. Whatever crimes your penis commits, you are, it's attached to you.
We know this.
Okay.
We've spoken to each other. We know. I'm in Jungian psychotherapy. It's like,
oh my God, what's the name of that movie? The Frank Henlotter movie?
Bad Biology.
Bad Biology, yes.
SidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. We're almost at the end of spooky time.
I can't believe October. It's gone by. Very fast.
And it's almost like... There's like a dread of something that's almost destroying
everything. Will be fine.
My grasp of Halloween. No, I know. So I'm trying to stay in the pocket. And we got to remember, keep watching some scary movies. Because I sort of fell off my 31 for 31 because the Bly Manor show came out. And I was trying to finish Lovecraft Country and trying to get all my other horrors in at once.
It's tough
and then
to be
Joe
organized.
Joe Bob just did his own drive-in show, which was great. But keep going. And then this Saturday, we got Halloween. It's coming. Ooh. This Saturday, so excited, full moon. We're going to have, it's going to be very special. Check twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork. And we are going to be up there 5 p.m. Pacific.
Absolutely.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm going to watch it at Henry's house and perhaps I'll even dress up a little bit.
Oh, God, I'm so scared for that. Yeah, but I have one more story I can read.
One more tale.
I work as a museum assistant for a National Park Service site, and our building has a front office research area and a back storage space with a couple million objects. Everything from old cans to wagon wheels, paintings, the usual. Unfortunately, due to the legacy of colonialism, we also have the remains of some Native American ancestors. We've worked with the tribe to figure out what will happen with their skeletons, but for now, they sit in our storage area, adults and infants alike.
Be very, very careful there, my God.
The door to the storage area is in my office. As you might imagine, in a government building, this door is a fucking fortress. 3 total people have keys, including myself, and I monitor access. The door is a fire block, so it's heavy as shit, and the whole thing also sticks in its frame because the building is shifted.
Well, you know what's interesting, though, as well? We talk about like Native American bones, and we were like, oh, be very careful, it's haunted. But technically, aren't we the ghosts? Aren't we the scary part? Even the bones, we're just like scared of the bones.
We're like devils.
Yeah, and then you're like the Native American bones. You're like, we're just a bunch of bones, and you're still scared of us? You killed me.
Yeah, you killed
you
me.
Did
with
this.
You invented weapons. You came, and you brought other people from other countries, and you just kill and kill and kill and kill. And we're like, but don't you? I hate that I like pumpkin spice.
Indeed. Well, that's why they used to call it the America virus as opposed to the Chinese virus when it comes to smallpox. Isn't that interesting? Think about that. We did that. Holy shit. Yeah.
So when we leave for the night, we can't set the building alarm if both of its locks aren't in place. So first one in each morning turns off the alarm, and last one out sets it.
Okay.
So we come in one morning and turn off the alarm, normal stuff. I go straight to the morning emails, my back to the storage door. And after a few minutes, I hear a distinct human sniffle behind me. I look around surprised, and I start to say my boss's name, but no one's there. I can also see the building entrance from my desk, so I would have seen the boss come in anyways. But I thought, maybe they like army crawled or some shit. Who knows? I go back to work.
Army crawl Fridays.
You know how we always do. And I always like to, because we train Travis to never be scared.
Absolutely.
We get his flight or flight response numb.
Absolutely.
I go back to work. 20 or so minutes later, I hear this sniffle again. I whip around in my seat.
You don't whop around?
No, not anymore.
Ooh.
I whip around in my seat like, what the fuck is going on? And instantly I freeze solid. The door to the storage room is cracked open, showing just a sliver of the absolute pitch black space beyond. I'm looking at this door in utter disbelief and creeping horror. The door is fucking locked when it came in that morning.
Damn.
Or the alarm wouldn't have been able to be set the night before. I hadn't opened it. No one else was in the building with me. I sure as shit didn't hear someone hurricane force wind push it out of its broken ass frame.
Woo!
Right? And yet, here was this goddamn nuclear security level fire door sitting cracked open, both locks undone. I get up and I look into the dark, 100-foot-long hallway beyond, and stumble over some words along the lines of, "Good morning, wherever you are. Hope you have a good day. I'm going to close this door. Okay, bye." I slam the door shut. And I put both locks into place and sit back at my desk, try not to shit myself. A few months later, and it's time to clean the storage room. I'm in and out of that room daily, grabbing boxes for researchers or working on whatever, so I know the space really well. I'm cleaning, and I get to this row across from the shelves holding the tribal ancestors. I go to vacuum the floor when I see something strange. I turn my head in the light, and I see 6 to 7 barefoot prints on the floor in a clear walking line. These prints look as if someone appeared out of thin air, took 7 steps with just barely wet and slightly dirty feet,
whoa,
and then straight up disappeared again. The prints weren't terribly distinct from the floor tile. If they'd been here there for a while, I definitely would have noticed them at some point during the course of my normal work. And let me tell you, curators can be some protective and controlling motherfuckers. There's no way in hell a barefoot and muddy human was allowed to go wander around our climate-controlled North Korea-level security facility.
Woo!
I got my full-on, my stomach in the museum aisle, looking at these prints from every angle. There was absolutely no mistaking them for anything else. This wasn't a, well, maybe they're footprints. No, I could see the fingerprint. I could see the footprint lines, the distinct shape, every toe. To this day, no one has any idea where the kid could have come from. I say hi and bye to those ancestors every damn day now.
Make sure you do, and bring, give them some quino, put out some food, do something to make them happy. My
talking
God,
quinoa,
quinoa, quino. What do you call it? You call it quinoa?
No, it's quinoa.
Quinoa, quinoa. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode.
Have you ever eaten quinoa?
I've done it. I've had it. Yeah, it's fine. It's like a rice type thing.
I think it's overrated.
It's not that great. All right.
I think it's fucking overrated. I saw Travis just make a little fucking twitch there.
Because Travis is a vegetarian. He's very healthy.
I'm fine with vegetarianism. And I like other oats.
Let people eat whatever they want.
Not whoever they want.
Other than testicles.
They can eat it too, technically, I guess, if you harvest them locally.
No way. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's Side Stories.
Woo,
we have an exciting week ahead of us.
We have a fucking apeshit, fucked up series coming on Last Podcast right now. I'm so excited. It's coming up on Friday. You're going to like it. It's going to be something special for you. Check out lastpodcastmerch.com because you can go and you can get yourself one of our new patented, I don't know if we could say tobacco grinders. It's a grinder.
I think you can say herb grinder. I think you can't say like crystal meth grinders or like oxy grinders.
You don't need to grind up crystal meth.
Well, you probably could to snort it because people snort.
Oh, I guess you do snort it.
You can do both.
You can dip it too. Cool.
It's not cool. It's really bad. No one's having fun. They're loud and they're awake. I don't think
it just seems so excited. It seems so motivated.
Well, I don't know. Between TikTok videos and meth, it doesn't seem like there's a very good
also,
combo
how do you feel
two.
About Travis pitching his TikTok sommelier show? Where we do, where Travis gets a little, like his little sommelier cup,
mm-hmm.
where he pours a wine glass out and little fake little TikToks come out of it. And then he becomes a super cool, like, oh, what's his name? The guy from H3.
Well, I definitely
somebody
think
edgy.
It'll be the beginning of the end of the cool that is TikTok.
That's
which
the
is
goal.
Great. Absolutely.
The goal is to kill it.
Absolutely.
But I have no problem with it, though, at the same time.
Okay. We have to do the triple L.
Hail Satan. Oh, no, I have to do the triple L.
Yeah, you've been forgetting, like, the past... I feel like
no, I don't always forget. It's just sometimes...
I feel like you have to snap in.
You know what it is? It's about live. It's about getting it back in your heart and just knowing for a fact you have to live the triple L lifestyle.
You do.
Wherever you go. You have to get a short haircut. You have to ask for the manager.
Why not?
You have to get a nice series of potpourries for your home.
Sometimes the manager is your son or your husband, and you just want to tell them how proud you are of them for becoming a manager.
That never happens. They just become another fucking complainer.
Okay.
Every single time you're a boss to your family members, they start attacking you.
Okay. Well, that's
and you got to love your role as the family. You are the head of the family, but you're also the boss of the family. So you better love it because you have to both love your employees. Mm-hmm. When your family works for you, you have to physically love your employees.
Is this a conversation you should be having with Jackie and our wonderful audience?
They're respectful to a point.
It's your sister. She doesn't have to be.
But
she
have to laugh at the circumstances that you're in because you sit there, you're surrounded by your loved ones.
But then they're
and
like,
you
Henry,
also pay for health insurance for them.
But then you would be like, Henry, I would like you to be more emotionally supportive of me
Am
as your sister.
Am I not a good boss? Am I not a boss to you?
I need you to be a brother for me. I'm Jackie now. I need you to be a brother, not a boss.
I can't let myself feel. Because as soon as you do, man, you're vulnerable and everybody's spoiling. These motherfuckers start coming for you, dude.
Really untrue. Patton,
you gotta be fucking hard, hard style. Nothing but nails. Nothing but armor.
God, you're having a mental.
Shell
you
on
are
me.
Having a full-on mental breakdown. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode.
All these jokes, the distance, and everyone from myself.
Oh, isn't that sad? Hail yourselves. Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me.
Hang in there.
Someone asked me recently if my little Hail Me song is the actual. It is this Christmas. From John Lennon.
Oh, hail me. That's not John.
You gotta hail me if you're gonna hail
but
someone.
But John Lennon didn't make... John
me.
Lennon made that song? Or he covered it?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
It is that tone. I think it is.
Oh, absolutely.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.